Now, there was another aspect of last week's Fianna Fáil thinking event in County Cavan last week, which hit the media yesterday. And this time, it's all to do with a newspaper article which criticised the appearance of a number of Fianna Fáil politicians, as in the physical appearance of them at the event. The article has been described as deplorable by party members. The article was contained in the Irish Mail on Sunday. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin himself described the article as nasty, and it criticised the clothes and grooming of eight Fianna Fáil politicians at their event last week, including a number of female TDs and senators. Now, Senator Erin McGreehan was one of those named in the article. She says it served no purpose whatsoever except to put people down.
Words matter if you want to be taken seriously. And if, you know, I would ask, you know, what added value did her words give to the Fianna Fáil thinking last week? There was no added value, only a put down of eight people who were there to work.
The article, just to quote from some of it, makes reference to one member of the party having ringlets in her hair, saying they should only ever be worn if you're aged under nine, or Jean Butler. The writer goes on to say, if you must go all patriotic with your tuxedo green dress as the bare minimum, run the iron over it because it has left some creased with laughter. And it goes on and on like that. And it's the women and the men, indeed, both of them, who get severely criticised for their appearance at the Thinking event. Leitrim Fianna Fáil Councillor Mary Bohan is on the line. Good morning to you, Councillor Bohan.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. What did you make of this?
Well, I think it's gutter press at its best. I have to say, I've never bought the Irish Daily Mail in my life, and I certainly wouldn't be buying it after that. But, you know, it's getting comment now. I don't know, does it even deserve to be aired? Because really, as Erin Guihan said there, it added no value to it. There was no substance to it. When I go to a lot of meetings, council meetings and committee meetings and other meetings, I'm not going to look and see what somebody is wearing. I'm more interested in what they have to say on a particular topic. And I'm sure the public at this time in particular, you know, when people have been, they're just sort of coming out of a pandemic, we have a housing crisis, we have hospital waiting lists, and we've all kinds of difficulties to face, that the last thing on the public's mind is what anybody's wearing into a Fianna Fáil thinking or a Fine Gael thinking or any other kind of a thinking for that matter. It's the substance. It's the substance of what they're going to say. And what I'd be looking for to any senator or TD of any party is, what policies they're putting forward, you know, to deal with the difficulties that we have, and not what clothes they're wearing. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And she did, I mean, her most of her criticism, I have to say, is about the women. She threw in a few comments about Barry Cowan with a blazer and a belly bulge and an OD not having his
moustache shaved, yeah, and probably to balance it up. But the most damning and most critical parts of the article were about the female politicians' physical appearance and dress.
It's dreadful, but I mean, what kind of an editor is that paper that allows this stuff? I mean, as I said, I've never bought it in my life, and this was brought to my attention, and I read this particular part of it online. I mean, this is just, as I said at the outset, this is gutter press. Like, she talked about Fiona O'Loughlin wearing a jersey dress, looked like she was headed for a country hoolie. Now, not only is she making little of what Fiona was wearing, but she's also making little of the country hoolie. Now, what's wrong with a country hoolie if people want to go to it? And the talk about the dress being creased. I mean, that lady had sat in the car for a couple of hours. And anybody knows, either male or female, when you do sit in a car like that, your clothes can get creased. But I mean, and she talked about Norma Foley, black and boring, the mother of sorrows. This is outrageous stuff for people that are representing their constituencies. And what she's forgetting in all of this is that these people have got a mandate from the public in their own constituency, in the case of the TDs and in the case of the senators. They've gone through an election process. And regardless of what party they win, so this serves absolutely no purpose. And I mean, if Niamh Walsh, if he's getting paid for going around to look at what people are wearing, going in and out to various public meetings and gatherings, then I think very sad life to have. Certainly I wouldn't like to be doing it.
Yeah, and I know, you know, a lot of the politicians will say, you know, they don't read it and it doesn't, they don't heed it and so forth, but it has to be very hurtful. It has to be. And, you know, here we are, and it was covered on RT television last night. We're talking about it this morning. So it has to have an effect.
I think it is hurtful. And apart from that, I think it's sort of demeaning for the general public as well to think that they're the slightest bit interested in this stuff. Because, you know, I'm dealing with queries from the public on a daily basis, whether it's to do with Irish Water or housing or people on waiting lists for hospital appointments and children that have been waiting lists for a couple of years. These are the things that are important, and these are the things that people are talking to me about. And nobody comes to me and says, oh, did you see what Norma Foley was wearing, or did you see what Erin McGuigan was wearing, and wasn't it terrible, and I wouldn't wear that. That's nonsense, and I don't think the public are the slightest bit interested in that. I think it would be much better if Niamh Smith, if she had a particular topic, let it be related to men or women to improve their living conditions or improve their daily lives for them, and that she'd write about that, or that she would interview some of these people that she wrote about and ask them about things that are important. But this is absolute nonsense. And I think she threw in a couple of comments about the men at the end, so she couldn't be accused. But it's the arrogance of it as well. At the very start, she said, you know, she's probably going to get, there's going to be reaction to this, but I don't care. You know, so what I would say to Niamh Walters and the general public, don't care what you write, because this is only absolute nonsense.
Okay, well, it's usually social media, just finally, it's usually social media criticism and critique we're criticised. But in this case, it was a newspaper article. But there has been widespread condemnation across all parties, which I suppose is encouraging.
Yeah, well, I think what she did really was she let herself down, she let the paper down, and I question, you know, the editor of that paper to allow such rubbish to be published when, as I say, at a particular time like this, when there are so many pressing issues to deal with. And certainly this is at the very bottom of the scale. As you know, when I'm getting ready to go to a meeting, I'm not thinking about what is somebody going to think of what I'm wearing. I'm sure people could make comments about my dress sense, maybe, but I'm not thinking about what I'm wearing. I'm wearing something that's comfortable. I'm thinking about what I'm going to contribute at the meeting. If I'm going to the council offices, what representations I have to make for people. And as far as I know, that's what all politicians do. They're not overly concerned about who's going to be commenting on what they're going to wear. But that was the most ridiculous article. And as I said, the only person she let down and the only joke in all of this is herself and her article and her editor.